Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Silently Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
All right, this week we have decided to bring you back the topic from last week. So last week we said that we were going to be talking about these shoes that auctioned for $8 million. Woohoo! Wow. $8 million auctioned for Michael Jordan. All right, so the article that we are using is from NBCNews.com. Once again, that's NBCNews.com. All right, so if you was with us on last week, at the end of the podcast, we were wrapping up about how Michael Jordan didn't get to be able to have shoes that would go to auction for $8 million.
He didn't do it by himself.
He did not do it by himself. He had a supporting cast, right? And his supporting cast was John Paxton, Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, and I don't remember who the center was. Do you remember who the center was?
Oh, no. Nope. I don't remember.
Well, at least I got those four.
I know.
All right, but as I kind of mentioned on last week, though, for those of you who don't know, Michael Jordan was actually cut from his high school basketball team. And now here it is, years later, this guy wore some shoes that went to auction for $8 million.
Yeah.
Wow. Woo. What else can you say about that? $8 million.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this article there, little people, before we actually talk about it? Yes. What do you have about the article?
I mean, $8 million for shoes, and I just think about people that are homeless and misplaced.
Okay.
You know, I think about that. And then there, you have people paying $8 million for shoes.
Yes. Well, it's kind of like we talked about last week, where life isn't fair.
Unbalanced.
Yeah, it's unbalanced, if you will. So somebody out there has $8 million to buy shoes, a pair of shoes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you got to think about that part of it.
That's what I'm thinking
so,
about.
So, yes, that's what we're talking about. So we got family, finance, and marriage,
that's right,
what we focus in on. So you got families out here who don't have,
$80.
Don't,
exactly. Don't know where their next meal is coming from.
Yes. But you got somebody who's got $8 million to spend on shoes. My goodness gracious.
Yes.
So what I wanted to bring out about that is, so of course, this person, whoever this person is that spent the $8 million, of course, they are anonymous, right? So we may never know who that person is, but my goodness gracious is what I can say.
Yes.
And I don't know whether that was for the whole
collection. Because they're calling
just
the collection Dynasty Collection. So it may be
eight shoes or
maybe,
something like that.
Maybe it is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you want to let's jump into it here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So go ahead.
Okay, it's by the Associated Press. A collection of sneakers that superstar Michael Jordan wore as he and the Chicago Bulls won six NBA championships has fetched $8 million at auction, setting a new record for game-worn sneakers. Sotheby's said, I think that's what how it's pronounced. It's SOTHEBY, apostrophe S.
Yeah, that's a auction house.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So with that, right there, that said a mouthful in itself. So this collection sold for $8 million. At first, I actually saw this story on MSNBC, the business channel, while I was at work. And I thought that they initially said that one shoe sold for $8 million. You know, like one shoe. They weren't selling them as pairs or whatever. They were selling one shoe, and one shoe was $8 million. But this reads a little bit different. You know, it says that the collection sold for $8 million, right?
It's still ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's called the Dynasty Collection. But the next paragraph said what?
The next paragraph said
the six.
The six Air Jordan shoes, one apiece from the last games of the 1991, 1992, 1993, 1996, 97, and 98 championship series sold Friday. Sotheby's dubbed it the Dynasty Collection.
Okay, so that's what you were saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's six, right? Six Air Jordan shoes.
One apiece.
Yeah,
the last games of the 1991, 92, 93. It's kind of
so it's like one, two, three, four, five, six. So six shoes, one apiece, sold for $8 million.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what? That's a lot of money per shoe.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money per shoe. And I think that the shoes were actually signed by Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And down in the actual article, you will see where it talks about how Jordan, after the series, would actually sign one of the actual shoes or whatever, or sign the shoes and give them to the executives or whatever. And then I guess eventually they were sold to a private collector. And now this private collector has put them up for auction and has made $8 million that didn't even go to the guy who wore the shoes.
Right.
Right? Right. You got to think about that too.
Mm-hmm.
So there is money to be made in society that you actually didn't work for or put the work in, right? You see where I'm going with that?
I get that.
So, yeah, so this person wasn't the person who actually played in the sneakers. It wasn't their signature. It was Michael Jordan's signature.
Exactly.
But they actually got the benefit off of Michael Jordan's work, right? Yes. Wow. So go ahead. What's your next?
Okay, serving as both a reminder of Michael Jordan's lasting impact on the world and a tangible expression of his recognized legendary status. Its significance is further validated by this monumental result. Braun Wachter of Sotheby's said in a statement, Wachter oversees modern collectibles for the auction house.
Okay, so basically, like I said, somebody actually put these up for auction, but it wasn't Michael Jordan who put them up for auction.
Mm-mm.
It was another private collector.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, Sotheby's didn't identify the buyer and described the seller only as a private American collector who obtained them from a longtime Bulls executive. Jordan first gave a sneaker to the executive after their championship winning game in 1991 and continued the tradition afterward, according to Sotheby's. The auction lot included photos of Jordan wearing a single shoe as he celebrated the 1992, 93, 96, and 98 wins. A five-time league MVP and two-time Olympic gold medalist, Jordan was so singular a player that then NBA Commissioner David Stern in 1992 called him the standard by which basketball excellence is measured. The NBA renamed its MVP trophy for Jordan in 2022.
Okay, so now, all right, that's actually a mouthful there. So Jordan, being the player that he was, mm-hmm. actually had the MVP trophy renamed after him in 2022, right? But before we even get there, though, I think it's important that we talk about the role players, the people who helped him get there, because basketball is a five-man on the court team, mm-hmm. right? So if you put one player out on the court with five, do you think that that person would be able to win a championship by himself?
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's a team sport, yeah. right? So he was the scorer. He was the guy that played defense also. But without the supporting cast, we wouldn't be having shoes that have gone to auction mm-hmm. for $8 million, mm-hmm. right? Yes.
I think it's kind of disheartening for the other guys that helped him.
Okay, why would you say that?
Because they had a hand in his success. I mean, I know that he was the one that stood out, but he would not have stood out if it were not for them.
Yes, that's what I was getting at earlier with the supporting mm-hmm. cast. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think you said something where you are only as good as your weakest link,
player.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Your weakest link. Mm-hmm. So it's a team sport. Everybody has to be in it to win it. Mm-hmm. Everybody wasn't the person who was scoring 50 points or, you know, 60 points or whatever it was, you know. And they weren't the ones that actually played with the flu. If you remember, he actually played with the flu. Mm. And I forgot how many points he scored that night. Mm. But, you know, he would play sick and everything. But that's just his character, though. Mm-hmm. And so now this guy is a billionaire, mm-hmm. you know, from dribbling a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you have to put the work
excellent.
In.
Yeah.
You have to put the work in.
And he put the work in.
Yes.
He really did.
And I think you also mentioned something before, too, that even with our kids that we actually coach.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wait until basketball season to go out and start playing basketball.
Right.
Right? If you want to be the best mm-hmm. at your craft, you have to get out there all year long.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get out there all year long, and you have to dribble the ball.
Work on your skills.
Work on your skill.
Craft.
Work on your shooting.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put the work in. That's the only way that this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be the best, and I hear kids say all the time that I want to make it to the NBA or whatever, you know. Yeah, that's a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about the work for the NBA, you got to have the natural talent and you got to put the work in.
Yeah,
I'm talking, you might have to be out there.
You got to be out there when everybody
10
else is gone.
10 hours a day.
When everybody's gone.
When everybody's gone. When you get out of school, after you get done with homework,
yep.
you got to get out there and put the work in,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so some of it, and I was actually talking to one of the referees after one of our games on Saturday, and he was telling me about how he knew a guy that basically was better than some of the guys that's actually in the NBA
mm-hmm.
or was in the NBA
mm-hmm.
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he basically said that the guy was uncoachable. He didn't want a coach telling him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he would never play organized basketball because he didn't want anybody telling him what to do.
That's a bad attitude. There.
What a waste of talent,
mm-hmm.
though. You know, he was like this guy when he was in like middle school or something like that, he was playing with grown people and they would pick him up to be on their team.
Before anybody right? else probably.
So a natural talent. And he was uncoachable.
But
so,
see, that's why a bad attitude is something, yeah, that is not a good thing. When you have a bad attitude, that's why they always tell you, you can get so far with a great attitude and a
yes.
good manners and everything. You go
yes.
further. I don't care what kind of talent you have.
Yes.
I don't care if you're gifted or what, you know, you could... You get further.
Yes. And I know that there is some players that's out here playing not in the NBA, but playing at the rec centers and stuff like that. That's better than some players in the NBA. But I think some of it is luck to get to the NBA. That's just my opinion now, that some of it is luck, because I know that there's players that didn't make it to the NBA that's better than some of the players that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't agree with that? I know it's talent, too, but some of it is actually you, I don't know. I mean, they didn't
luck.
Have,
okay.
Well, when I say luck, meaning they didn't have... they might have had a bad attitude, like the one person we
mm-hmm.
were talking about,
mm-hmm.
where they were uncoachable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't want anybody telling them what to do.
And you can't quit either.
Yes, that's actually a problem.
There.
You got to be able to put the work in,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't want to put the work in,
mm-hmm.
so they ended up not doing anything.
You have a couple family members.
Yes. Yes,
that's
correct.
That was gifted but didn't pursue it.
Correct. Yes, yes, yes.
So you can't want something more than more than that individual.
Yes.
Wants.
So I know it's a different sport, but I actually had a first cousin who was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think he pursued it,
mm-hmm.
even though he was drafted. I mean, wow, what an opportunity. You
That's
know what I'm saying?
A wasted opportunity because
yes.
we're from a small town. Too,
yes,
so.
Yes. And I had cousins who were outstanding in other sports too, but I mean, they didn't make it to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
They didn't want it.
I guess they weren't hungry enough.
They wasn't hungry, yeah.
Yeah, they weren't
yeah,
hungry
there's
enough.
There's a whole lot of people that are gifted.
Yes. But,
they
what
won't
happened?
Use it.
They don't pursue their gift.
And that's like where you hear people sing. And they sing, but. Better than
the people who actually recorded
mm-hmm.
the actual
songs
or mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Because some places you go, the people actually sang better than the actual
recording
artists. So what do you think about that? Do you think it was luck or the other people pursued their
same
dream?
Same thing. They feel like they don't deserve it.
Yeah. Wow, that's tough, isn't it? That is tough.
And they feel like they're not as talented, but other people tell you.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
that you're talented, but...
But if you don't take anything else from this week, I would say this, that even though this guy, Michael Jordan, got cut from one team, he did not let that stop him pursuing his dream.
Mm-hmm, He pursued and he was persistent.
Persistent. Yes, that's a good word right there. Because he kept on pursuing, knowing that if he kept working at it,
mm-hmm.
that he would get to where he want to
mm-hmm.
be.
And then when he got cut, that might be the greatest thing that ever happened to him when he got cut. So
yes.
he probably worked even harder
yes.
to get where he
yes.
was.
Yes, because he probably was like,
okay
you cut me, but now... You know, just that coach who cut him, I can only imagine. You know,
yeah.
if he was still alive when Jordan was actually in his prime
mm-hmm.
in the NBA, I can only imagine how that guy actually felt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, this guy wasn't even good enough, I thought, to actually
be on
my
team. Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, man, that's something to think about,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Something
well,
to think about.
Wow. So that's good, though. But in life, though, we all know that there's always obstacles that could get in your way,
mm-hmm.
but you have
stop.
To go go around those obstacles or knock those obstacles down. Mm-hmm. One or two things have to happen. You can't just give up. You got to always push hard, and endure until the end.
Mm-hmm. And I know that's easier said than done, too.
Yeah, it's easier said than done, but you got to put the work in, though.
You have to. If you want it hard, if you want it bad enough, you will.
Yes. And if I'm not mistaken, though, this isn't somebody that's from, you know, one of these big towns or whatever.
North Carolina,
was from, yes, North Carolina, right? That's what I was just getting ready to say, too.
That's like Fantasia's from North Carolina.
Yes, so you got to put the work in. That's all we're saying. Mm-hmm. Put the work in, and you, too, can be successful. You might not have shoes that go to auction for $8 million,
that's right.
But, hey, in life, though, whatever your success, whatever your goals are, only you know. You're the only person that
exactly.
can stop you from getting
yes.
to where you want to be.
I have a question. What will your $8 million be?
Okay. What will your $8
million
be?
What will you do to get there?
Yes. What will you get? Well, I don't know what I'm going to do there. Not yet.
Your
but,
gifts.
Hey, I'm working
with your
on
gifts.
It. With your gifts. Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you. We love
you.
And there's nothing you can
do
about
it.
Remember, we'll be praying for
you.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
Peace and blessings.
Until
next
time.
Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram, just search Silently Blessed Media, LLC, Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you,
and
there's
nothing
you can
do
about
it.
Peace and blessings. Until
next
time, don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.